Okay, so our next speaker is Johan Herland, and he's going to talk about faulty depths, undeclared and unused dependencies. Give him a warm welcome.
Thank you very much. Hello, my name is Johan Herland, and you can find me as J Herland on GitHub, on Mastodon, LinkedIn, wherever. I'm a Norwegian, but I currently live in Delft in the Netherlands, and I work as a developer productivity engineer at Twig, which is a software consultancy within the larger Modis Create platform. At Twig, we help our clients solve hard problems with open source software, and we contribute back to the open source community whenever possible. Today, I will talk to you about faulty depths. It's a dependency checker for your Python code. But I want to start with some motivation for why this is such a big problem in the first place, and why we decided to build this tool. So the following looks at the problem from one particular angle, but there are many different avenues that lead to why a Python dependency checker might be a good idea. So one of the major problems in science and academia today is known as the replication crisis. A lot of scientific results are being published, but then other scientists struggle to reproduce the same results. And this is actually core to the concept of science itself, because if a result cannot be reproduced, then is it really science at all? The field of data science has a particular responsibility here, because not only has it grown into a huge discipline on its own right, but it's also become an important tool in many other scientific disciplines. And Python, being such an important tool in data science, is also affected by this. I want to briefly highlight two papers that have looked at reproducibility in Python specifically. First, we have this paper from August 23 that looked at reproducibility of Jupyter notebooks in the life sciences. These researchers collected a large amount of notebooks via papers available on PubMed Central. Then they automated a process to copy these notebooks and attempt to reproduce the results. I'm going to jump straight to the numbers they found. Spoiler alert, they are not very good. Here is from their abstract. Out of more than 22,000 Python notebooks, almost 16,000 or 70% declared any dependencies at all. Around 10,000 or 46% had dependencies that could be installed. Around 1,200 or 5.3% could be run without errors. And only 879 or 3.9% could actually reproduce the results in the end. So let's take a closer look at the notebooks that were run but then failed with an error. This corresponds to the yellow bar, but subtracting those that actually ran without errors. The most commonly raised error by far is module not found error. And in position number 3, we find the more general import error. Both of these are closely related to missing dependencies, and together, these two errors were raised by 29% of the total number of Python notebooks. In other words, if we overlay these numbers and focus on the failures at each stage, we find that 30% of notebooks fail to declare any dependencies at all. For another 24% of them, the declared dependencies fail to install. And even then, for another 29%, there are errors while trying to import dependencies. So when we look at everything together, it looks like more than 80% of notebooks fail to reproduce because of missing or incorrect dependency declarations. Let's quickly move on to the second study. This paper came out a couple of months after the first, and it looks at the PyPI ecosystem, which is a very central part of the overall Python community. These authors start from the 10,000 most popular libraries on PyPI, narrowing it down to 8,282 libraries that have more than 2 releases. They then attempt to install each and every release of these libraries to find issues in the project configuration. These issues could be related to dependency declarations, problems that become apparent when you try to install and use a library from PyPI. I'm going to shortcut to the most relevant numbers here. They find that only 65% of PyPI libraries can be successfully installed and imported into your code. Around 5% fail to install for various other reasons, so around 30% can be installed, but may encounter errors as soon as you import them, depending on exactly which parts you import and what your runtime environment looks like. Digging a bit into how they categorize the various failures, we can see that the vast majority of failures are, again, due to missing or incorrect dependency declarations. So both these papers show that missing or incorrect dependency declarations is a significant and important problem in the Python world. But what do I really mean when I talk about missing or incorrect dependency declarations? So let's quickly recap the basics of dependencies and dependency declarations in Python. This should be familiar to anybody who has worked with Python for a while. I import some third